It's Wednesday, July 24th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Apostle Islands could become a national park under a bill introduced by Representative Tom Tiffany. Vice President Kamala Harris held her first rally in Wisconsin as the presumptive Democratic nominee. Wisconsin Republicans compare Harris to President Joe Biden, and the Department of Motor Vehicles has guidelines for getting a free photo ID to vote with. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Apostle Islands could become a national park if approved by Congress. A bill proposing this was introduced Tuesday by 7th Congressional District Representative Tom Tiffany. Tiffany said the Apostle Islands were, quote, one of Wisconsin's true crown jewels and deserve to be recognized as the state's first national park. Tiffany said the designation would benefit tourism and jobs, protect the landscape, and maintain hunting access. The area is currently a national lakeshore. A hearing with the Subcommittee of Federal Lands was held this morning. County highway departments are rushing to complete roadside mowing before August 1st. An early and wet spring has contributed to high weeds along roadsides this year. Barron County Highway Commissioner Mike Hafes said the Wisconsin Department of Transportation contracts counties to mow state and interstate highways, and it's up to WisDOT as to when they can start.
They give us the green light or the red light. And normally we have a red light until mid to end of June. We've got approximately 700 roadside miles to tend to every year on the state, the federal, and county highway system. We've got 3 to 4 mowers. A lot of times they're down. There's stuff in the ditches that you wouldn't expect to be there, and then, of course, we hit it, whether it be a tire or some big hunk of iron that falls off a truck or something. So there's downtime, and it all takes time. And we have to, by law, be done with the mowing on the state and federal highway system by August 1st.
That August 1st deadline is set so mowing is completed before invasive species, such as wild parsnip and knapweed, go to seed and spread. The mowers are slow, covering about a dozen miles a day. Hafes asks the public to be patient and for motorists to watch out for the equipment operating on roadsides. Vice President Kamala Harris says she's fighting against a far-right conservative plan for the country as she takes over the Democratic presidential race. In West Allis on Tuesday, Harris assured voters this wasn't just about the presidency.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris says Democrats will preserve the rights that previous generations fought to win, citing the Conservative Heritage Foundation Project 2025 plan as the Republican agenda for the future. Wisconsin Republicans are reacting quickly to the dramatic change in the race for president. Bob Haig takes a look.
Prior to Vice President Kamala Harris's Tuesday rally in Milwaukee, State Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming compared her to President Joe Biden.
So they are exchanging one bad candidate for another bad candidate and hope that the people of this state and this country don't notice where she actually stands on the issues.
Schimming said Harris's approval ratings are even lower than the president's, although little polling has been done with her as a presidential candidate. So far, no other Democrats have stepped forward to challenge Harris as she rolls up delegate support prior to next month's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin DMV wants to make sure you have your photo ID ready to vote this fall. Remy Newbert tells us more.
New guidelines to update, renew, or get your photo ID are now available from the DMV website. That includes having proof of citizenship, proof of residence, and other required documents. If you aren't sure where to find those papers, the DMV will help you out. You can find that list and sign up for a time to apply for a license online at wisconsindot.gov. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Rice Lake Police Department said officers are training with the Rice Lake Fire Department this afternoon at the Rice Lake Middle School. The RLPD said citizens should not be alarmed at the increased presence of officers at the school today. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.